This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. When refugees are resettled in the Bay Area, they have to find work quickly in order to cover the region's high cost of rent. That can be difficult with a limited resume and references. To help bridge this gap, a coffee company in Berkeley is providing job training and employment to refugees and asylees. KALW's Jeremy Ju has more.
For here to go.
To go.
You want a room for three? $4.
Nazira Bobery moves around the 1951 coffee shop with ease, mixing, steaming, grinding coffee, whipping up espressos and almond milk lattes like a pro. But the truth is, she's new to this, and not so long ago, she was in a very different place.
You know, my last job was with United Nations as a communication consultant.
Before that, she worked as a journalist in Afghanistan, her home country. There, she had everything.
I had home, family, friend, job, career, everything, but I was not safe.
Her husband felt threatened because of his job. And so last year, even though she really didn't want to, they left. On December 5th, Bobery arrived in San Francisco. She became one of nearly 4,000 special immigrant visa holders resettled in California in 2016. And even as an experienced traveler, with an apartment waiting for her in the Bay Area, she still had a really hard time adjusting.
You know, for 1 month, I really struggle a lot.
She worried about friends and family back home, felt childlike in her inability to communicate. And the isolation, stress, and helplessness wore on her. She didn't leave her house.
You know, staying at home 24 hours is the most difficult thing. For 2 weeks, I just got sick. I just cried, that's it, I want to do something.
So she reached out to the International Rescue Committee and told them exactly what she needed.
See, if you really want to do something for me, I need a job.
And then someone there connected her to where she's working right now, a coffee company in Berkeley with a mission to employ refugees.
When refugees first come in, one of the most crucial pieces is helping them find a job.
That's Doug Hewitt. He and Rachel Tabor founded 1951 Coffee Company after working at the International Rescue Committee.
The U.S. government expects for them to be economically self-sufficient within about 6 months of arrival. And so finding that job as soon as possible is critical.
This means shortly after arriving, a refugee is expected to pay their rent, repay their plane ticket, and find a job quickly. And it is this urgency, Rachel Tabor explains, that really limits their employment opportunities.
Regardless of someone's background, be it they were a lawyer, a doctor, a farmer, a teacher, an accountant, it doesn't matter what role they played in their home country, they will find an entry-level position when they arrive.
So Tabor and Hewitt brainstormed ways they could help refugees find jobs, and the coffee industry kept coming up. The positions are forward-facing, so newcomers can work on their English. Plus, Oakland is one of the nation's major coffee ports where tons of unroasted green coffee beans are stored.
And San Francisco and Oakland are the first and third respective highest paying barista incomes in the country.
So they founded the 1951 Coffee Company. Hewitt says they named it after the year the United Nations first defined the guidelines for the protection of refugees.
We saw that as a very inspirational moment historically, and we want to be a part of that protection and that ongoing, you know, building process for them.
They initially launched a training program to get as many refugees into the coffee industry as possible. Then, earlier this year in January, just 5 days before President Trump's immigration ban, they opened their own cafe, the 1951 Coffee Shop.
We have 10 baristas from 7 different countries. That represents 7 different refugee communities that are here in the Bay Area.
And Nazira Bobery is one of them. And right now, she's mixing up a cappuccino with her colleague, Meg Karki, a refugee from Bhutan. Their shared experience as refugees creates a sense of support.
We feel like a family because we don't have family here, but we make a new family here, like if everyone just take care of each other.
And that's evident in the way they interact. As they prep an iced latte, around them sit customers of all different ages, all different backgrounds, sipping on their lattes, engaged in conversation, learning about the challenges that refugees face through the infographics that decorate the walls. Here's Tabor again.
We'd always thought that we would bring people in with coffee and then hopefully foster conversations around refugees and the support, and it's actually been the opposite of that. More the support of refugees are what drawing people in.
And Bulberry and the other baristas see that, and it makes them feel good.
Some of them want to know, where are you from? They want to know about the stories, about the situation. And at least they give a comment that life gonna be okay, don't worry. These comments make us happy.
That's not to say Bulberry feels completely at home now, or isn't sometimes frustrated with what she's had to leave behind. But compared to 3 months ago, she's in a better place.
16-ounce chai latte.
Happy that she is back to work and hopeful for the future. For Cross Currents, I'm Jeremy Jew.